The King of the Golden River, or The Black Brothers, John Ruskin. John Ruskin, the author of this story, was one of England's greatest writers and thinkers. He spent many years of his life and a great part of his wealth in helping poor people to have better homes and to live happier lives. Ruskin at one time said that being kind and true, helping needy or distressed people, and enjoying the beautiful things of the outdoor world were the only true riches. Keep in mind what Ruskin said as you read the story of the strange adventures that happened to the three brothers, Schwartz, Hans, and Gluck. Chapter 1. A Strange Visitor Comes to Treasure Valley. In a mountainous part of Styria there was, in old time, a valley of the most surprising fertility. It was surrounded on all sides by steep and rocky mountains, which were always covered with snow. From the peaks of these mountains, streams of water poured constantly in rushing waterfalls. One of these fell westward over the face of a crag so high that when the sun had set and all below was darkness, his beams still shone upon this waterfall so that it looked like a shower of gold. It was therefore called by the people of the neighborhood the Golden River. It was strange that none of these streams fell into the valley itself. They all rushed down the other side of the mountains and wound their way through broad plains and past busy cities. But the clouds were drawn so constantly to the snowy hills and rested so softly in the valley that in time of drought and heat, when all the country round was burned up, there was still rain in the little valley. Its crops were so heavy and its hay so high, and its apples so red, and its grapes so blue, and its wine so rich, and its honey so sweet, that it was called the Treasure Valley.